Wow, thank you. When we started recording that, we were handed our scripts, and Margaret McWinney said to me, "This is the beginning of our acting careers. We need to take it seriously." So I think it might be the end of my acting career also. But thank you so much to all the boys and girls who were there, who did the audio and were asked questions about what they thought Christmas was about. And thank you to all the boys and girls who helped us there in our service. It's great to be here worshiping together in this building this morning and this evening as well at our carol service, when Alistair Black, our senior pastor, will be sharing with us. Alistair is here. He's back from his sabbatical. He's been away for 3 months. Can we give him a round of applause for returning? He's been to Lebanon, he's been to Cambodia, and he's back. It's having done it once, I can tell you that it's quite an experience travelling with Alistair. He took myself and the staff team a few years ago to Israel. I've decided to take the high ground and not tell you some of the things that happened because I don't want to tell you about him going the wrong way round the roundabout or about the point where almost we got into a lot of trouble at a checkpoint coming from the West Bank. I'm not going to tell you about any of that. Today I want to tell you about my experience in a place called Hezekiah's Tunnel. You see, there's this ancient tunnel in Jerusalem that you can still walk through. It's deep underground. It has a lot of water flowing through it, so you can't take your phone or anything like that. It's very twisty and a narrow tunnel, so you have to walk it single files at all times. Because it's so far underground, you need to bring a light with you. Unfortunately, Alistair had the light, and he was at the front of the line, and so he could see exactly where he was going. And the person behind him could see pretty well where they were going. The person behind him, each person that went backwards could see a little bit less than the person in front of them, all the way back to the person who was 8 people back. The person at the very end of the line, that person was, of course, me. I couldn't see a thing apart from this distant, dim light way ahead. And then things got worse because I was taking things a little bit more slowly, trying to avoid bumping into a wall and things like that. And with each twist that I went round, this distant, dim light became a little bit further away. And the voices of my beloved colleagues got quieter and quieter, and until eventually I was all by myself. Alistair had obviously examined the staff team and thought to himself, certain people are more dispensable than others, and we are pressing ahead. And so that's what happened. I don't know what your employer's performance appraisal techniques are like, but in this line of business, if you find yourself alone in a cave in the Middle East, that's when you know you need to, you know, get your act together. Anyway, there I am. I'm alone in the pitch darkness so that I can't even see my hand in front of my face. You know when it's completely, completely dark? At places, the roof of this tunnel is much lower than my head height. At times, the water is up to my ankle. Other points, it suddenly is up to my waist. And it's not a short tunnel. This is a winding, bumpy, half a mile tunnel. And it takes half an hour to get through. But I pressed on without a clue where I was going. I was alone. I was wet. I was alone. Until eventually, as quickly as we'd been plummeted into darkness, suddenly I turned a corner. And as quickly as we'd been plummeted into darkness, this light came. Suddenly, everything was different. We were out into this beautiful sunlight. Suddenly, there was light. And because of the light, suddenly I knew where I was. I could see where I was going. I was no longer alone. Even the water quickly started to dry off me. The light immediately changed everything. Many of us will have had experiences of walking in darkness. Many of the children here will have played games where they've been blindfolded and they've had to do activities blindfolded. Or many of the parents will have had moments where they've had to get something from a child's bedroom in the night and in complete darkness, trying not to wake the child up, hoping desperately with each step that they've tidied up the Lego like you asked them to, but not quite sure. Walking in the darkness can be scary. It can be lonely and worrying. It can feel like it's never going to end. But I wonder if you know that the Christmas story starts off with a message for people who were walking in darkness. Hundreds of years before the first Christmas, God tells us what the Christmas will be like. In a book called Isaiah, God tells us this. It says, "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine." You see, there were people whose lives were going on as if they were in darkness. They were afraid, they were lonely, they were vulnerable. They were unsure of which way they were going or what way they should go. And God said, there are people whose lives are being lived as though they are in darkness. And for them, he said, I am going to shine a light into the world. And the light will change everything. One of Jesus' closest friends was a man called John. He wrote a lot about darkness and God's light. He wrote a gospel. There are loads up the back. A gospel of what happened with Jesus, experiences with Jesus. He wrote about a lot of people who were living in darkness. He wrote about these people who were filled with worry. He wrote about people who were sick, who were in the outcasts in their communities, who were grieving, who were scared, people who were alone. He wrote about these people, but then he wrote about how these people were all transformed because they found God's light. They all had an encounter with the true light, the light of the world, Jesus Christ. Jesus came into each of their situations. He gave peace to the worried. He healed the sick. He was present with the outcast. He comforted those who grieved and gave strength to those who were fearful. He was friends with those who felt alone. As Jesus came into these situations, the effects of darkness seemed to disappear. He was like a light completely transforming everything that it shone on. You see, Jesus is the light. And the reason why Christmas is so incredible is because it marks the moment when the light broke into our dark world. It marks the moment when Jesus Christ came as a child. You see, this passage in Isaiah, it goes on. It says, the people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine because, then it goes on to say, for to us a child is born. To us a son is given. You see, this child was the light. Even through his birth, he was shining this transformative light into different situations. As Rab has been showing us over the last few weeks, his birth was a sign of many, many things. His birth was a sign to the people who felt like the shepherds, who thought that they were too low and too dirty and too unimportant to ever encounter God. Christmas shows us that the light is for them. For those who felt like the Magi from different country, from a different background and culture, who wouldn't have ever encountered a God like this before. The people who felt like they were on the edges and didn't quite fit in. Christmas shows us that this light is even for them. The light has come for each and every one of us. No matter how young or old you are, whether you were born 5 minutes from here or on the other side of the world, regardless of how significant or insignificant you feel, no matter how dark the situations you've come through are, or how dark the situation seems at the moment, Christmas serves as a reminder that Jesus Christ, the light of the world, has come and he is still in the business of transforming lives. If you've been at our evening services over November and December, you'll have heard people from our church saying the same thing over and over, as we've seen and heard many people come and talk at our healing services and our baptismal services. One by one, they've come and they've shared with us and they've shared with our family and friends how Jesus has radically transformed their situations. We've heard time and time again how Jesus has brought healing, how he's brought peace and wholeness, how he's brought purpose and strength. We've heard over and over that this idea of the light having come, it's not just something that happened a long time ago. It's not just a nice slogan. It's not just a nice thing to write on the front of a Christmas card. But it's the experience of so many of us whose lives were in darkness, but who can now walk as children of the light. It says in Isaiah, it says, the people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. My prayer for each of us this Christmas is that we are open to this light, that we increasingly allow the light of Jesus Christ to shine into the situations in our lives, that just like the shepherds and the wise men, we would seek out that light, and it would be for us a time of transformation in our lives. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that we can come into your presence and we can worship you. Lord, that as a church family, we can come and we can celebrate all that you have done for us and all that you are doing through us. Lord, we thank you for the fact that you came, that you shone this light into our situations, and thank you that this light transforms everything. Father, we pray that as we enjoy and as we celebrate this season, Lord, thank you that we can meet with you and we can have this light come in to our...